This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Alpine. Say good morning to Shelly. Hi, Shelly.
Hi, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet.
Shelly, I got pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, need to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Lots of country stars have birthdays in February, including this legend.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Who is it?
Johnny Cash.
Stephen King is writing a new version of Hansel and Gretel. Which of these three is King's best-selling novel of all time? The Shining, Misery, or It?
It?
The guy who created the TV character Walter White wants to see more good guys on TV. What TV show was the character Walter White on?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Jillian Michaels had a birthday this week. She became famous as a celebrity trainer on what NBC reality show?
Oh, I don't know.
And finally, the revival of this medical dramedy has to find a new abandoned hospital to film in because the one from the original series has been turned into, quote, beautiful condos. The TV show starred Zach Braff as medical student J.D. What was it called?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Tim back in. So, Shelly, what's happening with you today?
Oh, just dropping my daughter off at school and going to work.
Oops. All right. Shelly, today, Tammy, not the best result today. One out of five. Tammy, lots of country stars have birthdays in February, including this legend.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
That'd be Johnny Cash.
It was Johnny Cash.
Garth Brooks also celebrates a birthday in February.
He does. That's very good to know. As is Clint Black. As a lot of country stars, actually. So we all know what their mommies and daddies were doing 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's
including my own.
That's right. Your birthday as well. I forgot. Yep. 1-1. Stephen King is writing a new version of Hansel and Gretel. Which of these three is King's best-selling novel of all time?
Wow.
Is it The Shining, Misery, or It?
Just because I got to go with The Shining.
It is The Shining. Shelley went with It. 2-1, Tim. The guy who created the TV character Walter White wants to see more good guys on TV. What TV show was the character Walter White on?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
That is right. 3-1, Tam. Jillian Michaels had a birthday this week. She became famous as a celebrity trainer on what NBC reality show?
I believe it was The Biggest Loser.
The Biggest Loser. My nickname in high school, by the way.
Oh, it was not. It was not. Stop trying to pull sympathy when you don't need it.
Okay, stop. It's 4-1, Tam. And finally, the revival of this medical dramedy has to find a new abandoned hospital to film in because the one from the original series had been turned into, quote, beautiful condos. The TV show starred Zach Braff as medical student at JD. What is it?
Oh, God, it was right there on the tip of my tongue, because now those two guys do all the T-Mobile commercials together. Scrubs
is coming back. 5-1 today for you, Shelley. Tammy's not going to give you any of her money, but she is going to let you know about a great prize you just won.
You will be going to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Top at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June 19th.
Great.
Shelley, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, we do have this way to say.
I'm Shelley Alpine. I flunked out of Tammy's College, a Hollywood college.